short stories written and read by Richard Nichols for Community Radio, based on poems on the couch. The newspaper. I get my paper every day to see the news. I'm lost on the days it does not come, always late. I read about my favourite movie star or singer. The sport pages make me jump for joy when my team has won the cup. I read about world leaders and how they influence world economic policy. The old radio. What does old radio mean to you? Lovely music, yes. Game shows, yes. Talk shows, yes. Radio drama, yes. The old box. I like to take it along, yes. The old windmill. As the wind blows and the trees sway from side to side, the old windmill on the far end of the farm starts to turn its blades. You can't miss the event as the rusty old girl makes a high-pitched sound as it picks up speed and chases all the birds out of their nests close to the mill. Even a lonely cow standing near moves to another patch of grass a few meters away. A farmhand comes out onto the veranda with his cup of coffee and calls to the landowner in a loud voice, "We need to fix her. She's in need of repair, Mr. Jones, landowner. We shall see to that old mill next week." The children come home to the sound of the old mill, which once, all those years ago, provided water for man and beast alike. To this day, the old mill is not fixed, and the farmer passed away. The children grow up and move on to better things, becoming doctors and accountants. Years later, the farm was sold and a shopping mall was built. Goodbye, old mill. Fire, energy of life. What does fire mean? Hot food and drink, yes. Keeping warm, yes. A nice hot bath by gas water heater, yes. Lighting your way in the dark, yes. Trust. The bond we have with a friend or family member. A legal document drawn up to protect us from losing our assets or money. Protects those left behind by the death of a loved one. Sheep. A farmer had a sheep. He treated her like family. She slept on his bed, had breakfast at table, until one day the farmer fell on hard times and had to sell her to make some money. He had no choice and did what was good for him and his son of 6 years. Years went by and times got better. The farmer was doing well and he had 700 sheep and lived well until his passing, and now his son is running the farm and is blessed with 1,000 sheep and 20 cows. It is said that 5 of the current sheep are from the same stock as the family pet sheep that was sold years ago. Oh, I forgot. Her name was Millie. Dreaming. What it is to dream. This land is so far removed from our world and changes every time we visit. The wonder never goes away. So dream on, sleepy head.
Short stories and poems written and read by Richard Nichols for Community Radio, based on Poems on the Couch. Join me next time for another podcast when I will take you down a magical journey with words. Until then, goodbye.